Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We trust, we believe the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are together. This is happening throughout, up to the hour 7. Thank you so much to Basile. She's back with you tomorrow. She's going to be taking you through. And of course, in the meantime, you and I have a journey together, a destiny together. All right, those in Cape Town, they're having a good time. Broad sunshine, it's hot. Here in Gauteng, it is the opposite, man. It is the opposite. In Mpumalanga also, I was driving from there, so really, take it easy, man. If you're on the road, just take it easy. If you're at home, just be cozy. Yeah. I'm so happy, man. When I arrived in the studio, it was so hot, man. Yo, I don't know what happened. It's so hot. So nice. Yeah. I'm happy. All right, we will be joining Sipho Paulo Sekgatebe and Jabulani Dominic tonight. We will be with them throughout the later part of the early evening. And this is going to be taking place throughout up to 7. And we'll be having a good time, you know, and just talking and learning from each other. And, of course, being allowed, you know, by the Holy Spirit to speak those things that we are supposed to be touching on. Very important indeed. Of course, I will be joining them up, and I just want to connect with them, if you allow me, as we talk. And, well, then we would say hi to them just after this.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Did you listen to Radio Pulpit today? Did you hear a feature or program that interested you? You can order the CD or your favorite program or feature. Place your order with client services at 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
657 AM, we trust, we believe you are well and the Father is doing you good so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are together. This is happening throughout up to the hour. That is the hour 7. And Sipho Paulo is already on the line. Hey, Sipho!
Good
thing, we have Papa.
I know.
We also have Jabulani Dominic on the line. Jabu, hey.
Hey, my friend.
How are you,
sir? Let me also greet my friend Sipho and the wonderful listeners. Yo, I miss everyone.
We miss you too, man. We were asking ourselves, It's shooting. Sino Jabulani manje nangu Jabulani senyamalele bayabuza abantu phela ukuthi how kanti manje kwenze njani ngithi hey madoda insizwa yake TPs laphana usabhala o assignment uyabona o assignment ubhala o assignment uyabona assignment so yiyo ke indaba enkulu ke leyo And of course, welcome back, my friend. Welcome back. Welcome back. We love
you. Thank you very much.
We love you.
Thank you very much. I love you back, my friend, and all the wonderful listeners and my friends. Sipo.
I will meet you, my brother. Kakhulu.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
thank
man.
You, thank you, man.
No, ithi ngikwamukeleke ngale ngoma ke Jabu. Ngamncanyana nje kuphela. Mina no Sipho sike sayikuthi kuyivithiza kancane. Amasonto adlulile.
Sayathi kuyivithiza.
Ya, ukuyenza izimpimbilithi. Uyayibona?
Amen.
Ya, ya, nayi ke yona. Yomunye umfo ngeke ngayomshuda ngapha eSwatini. Awubo. Ai.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Hey, my daughter. Hey, my daughter. Shoto Sipho nesikhala ngabaphethe izikhali, my daughter. Bese bayingena ke indaba uze nawe ukukhala. Yeah, uyayiphendula imthandazo. Ngempela uyayiphendula mina. But le ngoma yaqulwa umunye ubaba. Yaqulwa umunye ubaba uma umama ethi kuye. Baba kusukela namhlanje ngiyozithoba. But waqula ubaba wathi uyayiphendula imthandazo. Hey, uyayiphendula imthandazo. Hey, yeah. Ngebela. And then, of course.
That's an interesting story.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, but and then we are together throughout up to the hour seven, as I said, talking to Jabulani Dominic and also Sipho Paulo Sekgatebe, and we are going to be touching this very easy issue that I think you will like. Also, you would like to dwell on to, and. It is important, therefore, there that when we look into these things, we really look into them in the finest of ways. If you can remember very well, we said we are going to be touching on a powerful issue here. And Usipho uzosilonchela yona ke le ndaba. How Sipho? Ithini ke le ndaba bhuti wami? Ithini?
When this sikhuluma spiritual conflict,
oh,
part number two. Part two. From last week, but
yeah,
thank God for the contribution. Yabalalele, and also looking forward to learn from Mfuthu Jabulani Dominic with the spiritual gift that God has entrusted him. Mfuniso Reli Khodi, we bless the Lord, man, guys.
Nayo ginda bentle. A spiritual conflict. Remember that last week we touched it about the invisible foes. We touched it about the battle that is fought within. We touched it about the fight of faith in 1 Timothy 6:12. We touched it there, and we said we are taking it to part two to exhort those who are finding themselves in a spiritual conflict. Ukuthi hey madoda, kufanele nje kakhulukazi ukuthi sike sithi ukuxhasana, uyabona, ukusupportana. There are people who are facing upward battles, and we need to be there. Nabo. And then if you are facing spiritual conflict,
What are the words of exhortation that we can bring across? We said in part two, Maingeni, part two. It is more about encouragements to those who are experiencing spiritual attacks. It's about encouragements to them and encouraging them through the word. I know good people will have testimonies and people will speak of their experiences and all those kinds of things, but I like it when we bring everything to the word. When we bring everything to the Zimnandi Torizabazalan. But when we bring everything to the word is a seed. The word of the Father is a seed, not just every word of a person, but the words of the Father are a seed. A seed that would give a sprout to a tree that will reach the heavens.
Yeah.
The birds of the sky will come and nest on it.
Hey.
The nations will come and feed on its leaves and be healed.
Mm.
And multitudes shall feed on its fruit.
Mm.
And now that is what I'd like us to bring into and to exhort as many as we can, to give courage to many people as much as we can. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8, it says, therefore you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land which you cross over to possess.
Uh-huh.
Every time when you experience a spiritual battle, it is a crossover. Ish.
Yeah.
There is a destiny that you will reach.
Mm.
And the Father exhorts us to keep his commandments. When you're experiencing spiritual battles, it's very easy. Go to chelo, go to Norman. Go call no munyu puti la payana unamanzi eswasho.
Yeah.
Go call no munyu mama la payana unelichelo mkoti. Hai manangaz gutaban bayalazi lichelo mkoti.
Hey, ngati ni perlo kaka.
And of course, they would be telling. Yes, Sipho. Yeah, man. You know, and of course also, you would hear many people telling you quite a lot of things, man. Remember when Job was facing some upward spiritual battles and his friends were actually talking waywards, you know, until he was able to be encouraged by the Spirit of the Father, his Ruach, the Spirit of the Father, was able to encourage him. And this is the courage that we get. That during the spiritual battle, the Father is going to be giving commands. Be careful to heed to those commands. The Father will be bringing to remembrance his statutes, his laws. Be careful to keep those. The Father will be bringing forth his word. Be careful to keep that. When you're in a battle, look. Uyakhumbula uJehoshaphat Sipho nawe Jabu. When they were fighting against Jericho.
Yeah.
In order to overcome Jericho, they had to follow the commandments of the Father. And the commandment of the Father was, praise me as you surround the city. As you go around the city. Praise me. Praise me. And the city started to implode. The walls were started to fall within themselves. Armies started to fight amongst themselves until there was no man left. The Moabites, Amorites, Anakites, and the Hittites. But the issue was to follow what the Father has said. And the Father had said, praise me as you march around. Which means praise me and march around as you praise me. Until all this thing is done. So it says, the exhortation is to keep his commandment as you go in towards your victory. Because if you are a child of the Father, this conflict you have, the Father will win it for you. Keep his command so that you can see that win. Otherwise, it's going to be troubles. We are giving courage. words of exhortation to people who are experiencing spiritual battles. You will testify. You can tell us just as much as you want. You can send WhatsApps and voice notes 0826572729. You can give us a shout as we talk 012-333-8699. Inambe shaya ibiza yi migele 338699. Angazi abanye bayibizi yazi 338699. Ukhulume nathi ke ngayo. And of course, 3341322 012-3341322 live studio. You kulmana directly there. And of course, words of encouragement to people who are experiencing spiritual conflicts. And of course, testify how you were able to overcome. As we bring everything to the word of the Father. It's important, Sipo, ukuthi we must follow the commandments of the Father when we are facing these kinds of battles. The commandments of the Father are very important. Sipo?
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. Remember, when God is by our side, in other words, when we keep his command, we become in one spirit, in one accord. In other words, Uti, we are an apple of his eye. In other words, whatever and whoever touches us, he touches himself, he touches our God. So it is very true, Uti, if we keep the way, remember the Bible, when an enemy comes in a form of blood, our God lifts the standard against the enemy. In other words, when God is by our side, we keep his command. Because he's forced by himself. If we keep this word, we are sure that victory is ours. Whatever situation that you're facing in, remember, greater is he who is in us than the devil in this world. In other words, no more Satan, anga leta lupu shobo le mimoa yemu kati na matimon. Our victory is in the blood of Jesus Christ. In other words, every demon is under our feet. Ngamanya mas, our victory. Yengi tanda longa fundi sa umuwa ingo, this is a testimony fundi. Ngalilanga ngfaga, ngitanda, ngalilanga. Ungunu wangkumbuza, umuwa ingo, amas, ati, I must continue to walk in that victory that Christ has already had on my behalf. In other words, lokunqoba akuvele ekhwepheni zakho, kuvela ngoba uJesu wehle ezulwini, wadabula amazulu wehlele emhlabeni, ezoprovide the salvation of my soul. In other words, my restoration is in the name, my revival is in the name of Jesus. Ngamanye amazwi, everything pertaining with life is in the name of Jesus Christ. So if I keep his word, I stood by his side, he will stood by my side. Remember, victory, it is a guarantee.
You know, one of the most amazing things is also that, you know, we need to keep his commandments. We need to keep his commandments. As we experience whatever kind of war we are experiencing amongst ourselves, we need to keep his commandments. And I've come to realize that much of the times people would tend not to actually keep the commandments in the rightest of ways. Because they are overwhelmed by the pain of the conflict. Let us not forget, the conflict is very painful.
Yes, sir.
Let us not forget that. The conflict is very painful. The things that people are going through, very painful. It's very easy to stand behind the mic here and just talk principles. It's very easy. It's very easy to give advice ngoba umfundisi on things you had never experienced. Things that you have just read about, and then you say the Spirit of the Father is helping you to talk. Okay, yeah, he's helping you to talk. But it's easier. It's easier said than experienced, than done.
Amen.
And so we find ourselves in this situation where we say it is important, therefore, then, that we speak. And say, this is what the word says. Instead of us giving our opinions more, we give more of the word. He says, follow my instructions. Joshua chapter 1 verse 6, be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I saw to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and be of good courage. For to this people, you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I saw to their fathers to give them. ubatshela kunjani leso sikhathi?
Tough.
It's tough. They're not even there. And they've just gotten reports that hey, labantu abalaphayana, they are giants.
Yeah,
if you think of the Nephilim, yes, they are giants.
They're like grasshoppers when they look at themselves.
Absolutely. Those were giants. Like mixtures of those fallen angels and also people. Big giants those were. And they just look and said, ah, yeah. La, ten not. Before Scala, walk over. And the 10 people who were bringing the report were bringing the report according to the statistics of what they saw.
Yeah. And they were there. They've seen everything.
Yes. But you see, in this battle, they failed again. To go back to our principle one, Esikulumile, of listening to the instructions of the Father.
Yes. And knowing who's by our side.
And the instruction was that you must be strong and be courageous.
Yeah.
That is the instruction. Be strong and be courageous. Jabu, what comes to mind?
Yes, indeed. You know what a great topic, spiritual conflicts. I love the way that God is encouraging, you know, Joshua there in Joshua 1:6, because I believe that God saw the state of being for Joshua, you know, because he had just, you know, like actually, Moses had just, you know, was taken by God, and then now Joshua has to fill in the shoes. And we know how great of a leader Moses was. So, but now, you know, like the way that God is really encouraging Joshua, I believe that maybe there was a conflict in Joshua's life, saying, who am I? Who am I? You know, because Joshua had observed all the great things that God did through Moses. So now it's him now. And he was looking at himself that, who am I, you know? And God is speaking against all that conflict that is happening within him, that be strong and courageous. You know?
Yeah.
Just know that I'm with you. I'll never leave nor forsake you. The very same God that was before Moses is still the very same God that is before you and that is with you.
Absolutely.
So also, as children of God, we find ourselves conflicted within ourselves, especially, you know, when we really are trying to fulfill the call of God, or even the will of God in our lives, conflicted because maybe friends are saying this, families are saying that, you know, your career is saying that. But and God speak these words that be strong and courageous, you know. I am with you.
Ibambe lapho Jabulani, let's take umfundisi Makamo. Tatana.
Hey, mfundisi Nakuse.
Mikwini.
Ipukile ngobono.
Ipukile mfundisi mino.
Aye, anishabata Jabulani la no nasipopolos.
Amen.
Hey, no, mipukile.
Mivukile.
Nazoke.
Amen. Hayi, so baya khona, buka ngakhona. Uyafundisa ishangani la ku pulpit.
Hayi, ngakhona straight.
Yes. Ya, mfundisi, niphethe topic mani. Enhle kakhulu. Mfundisi, ngike ngathi kuwe ngelinye ilanga eminyakeni eminingi emuva, ngike ngathi kungaba yiphutha ukuthi uNkulunkulu avela avumbuze umuntu ehlathini adise uyinceku yami. Whenever God azosebenzisa umuntu, uNkulunkulu uyamprepara lo muntu, akakaze alenza lelo phutha. We like it or not, uNkulunkulu prepare so that this man may have a testimony. Angafiki phambi kwabantu akukhumale, ngoba abantu laba labantu bakaNkulunkulu banama different needs. So uNkulunkulu uprepare umuntu in order ukuthi uma amile akhuluma izwi, akhuluma umusa kaNkulunkulu, akhuluma intando. Yithi i-pride ngesinye isikhathi ifuna kuphakama. UJehova atikhumbula ukuthi ngikususaphi. That is the reason uNkulunkulu uma zisebenzisa uMoses. UMoses uqala wafuna ukuzenza ijaji ngokwakhe, wabulala abantu. But wamthatha wambeka ehlathini, amprepare ilanga, imbuzi, konke lokhu, yananuke abe mphu, anoke nje kokuthi uma aqhamuka le izwakala imbuzi kongathi kuzimbuzi le izayo kanti umuntu ozayo ataqeda se ahambled uMoses wamthatha wamnikeza isizwe athi humble lead isizwe sami uma elead isizwe sami Moses was able to plead with God uNkulunkulu ngiyabaxolisela ngicela ngiyacela uNkulunkulu angabi proud phambi kwabantu
hey.
Pride if so sininkinga mfundisi ukuthi na sifuna ukusebenzisa ama novices ebabandleni othi ngifike namhlanje izinto ziyenzeka nina kudala nila izinto azenzeki sina sifike manje sesikhuluma nangamalimi uyabona nje uNkulunkulu asesasizwe uma sikhuluma nje sithi handara kabana handara yona le nje sebero resi greek resi gibito resi nigeria whatever aban a uNkulunkulu yasizwa mina akanizwa kati nini minyaka nihlelela ukukhumale phambi kwabantu so uNkulunkulu afuna abantu abazoba humble phambi kwakhe athi abasebenzisa ba pure engqondweni kusomusa ma isizwe mfundisi wami nibhedela abanye mfundisi uNkulunkulu will never use abantu angabasebenzisanga
ngempela
akayenzi le mistake le lapho akayenzi ngiyabonga mfundisi wami
ngiyabonga ngela ngiyabonga my friend ngiyabonga my friend blessings to you blessings to you awuzeke and of course here we are man here we are uyayibeka ubaba Magamu naye lapha ngiyabona uyayibeka ubaba Magamu uyayibeka and you can give us a shout talk to us and tell us how you feel about it how do you see it you know how do you see it how do you see it and utatena Magamu ye wathumela no message lapha sengijulukile mfundisi wami sikhumbula amandulo akale yagoba kashoko eliqhubuka now be strong and of good courage is an instruction and it's a creative word if it is an instruction it's a creative word because when the father says be those things happen we must believe that they are happening to us when he says be strong and of good courage when you believe that they happen to you just like when he says be holy for I am holy if you believe what he's saying you become holy look he said let there be light and there was light so what he says constructively as a command anything that he puts as a constructive command it happens
like come to pass
yes and here he puts that instruction esijampayo ngamanye ngezinye inkathi jabu
yes indeed you know we need to really also be able to acknowledge that sometimes Sipho spoke about something that he never even put any effort but God did everything so even also as you are saying that as he says be strong and courageous we must receive the strength that God is providing at that point in time because already that is what is enough for us to survive the conflict that we are facing just like the children of Israel you know there was that conflict that you know the land that they are to possess it's occupied by giants who are more than them strong and powerful so there was that fear within them also even Joshua looking at himself as you know like but God is actually releasing the strength and the courage so that they can be able to inherit the promised land and enjoy the blessings also let us not actually despise the instruction of God so that we can be able to really enjoy the blessings that he has promised as he says be strong and courageous receive the strength receive the courage and go on and claim the blessings that God has provided for you instead of looking down on yourself or you know like be full of fear or listen to what the people are saying you know looking like saying that you won't make it or you are nothing you are useless you are just a drug addict look at the strength look at the courage that God is speaking over you and move in that strength move in that courage you'll be able to inherit the blessings that the Lord has promised over your life
absolutely there we are taking your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-333-8699 012-334-1322 let us hear what you say about this matter It's a matter of giving courage to those who are finding themselves in spiritual conflicts and spiritual battles.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up. a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
There we go, 657 AM. And I am also looking into Joshua chapter 17, verse 15. It says, "So Joshua answered them and said, 'If you are a great people, then go up to the forest country and clear a place for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and the giants. Since the mountains of Ephraim are too confined for you, if you are a great people, clear for yourself a forest country and a clear place for yourself in the land of the Perizzites and the giants. Since the mountains of Ephraim are too confined for you.'" Here the instruction is also of the actions that the Father says we must take in the midst of the conflict. There are actions that the Father says we must take in the midst of a conflict. Yes, look at zilwa kanjalo against wena. Ziphusha. Ile masisi nto. Bese yena ke akutshela ukuthi kufanele wenzeni uma kunje. I don't know, Sipho na Jabulani, ukuthi nake nabona ama movie lawa yena wamakarati na. This guy makalwa na the tyrant master leyana makalwa nayo. It happened, you know, these Chinese movies, it always happens at the end of the movie. So you could you just sleep and then and wake up when the end's about to come, so that you see how that guy defeats the tyrant. And there's always this guy who's called the master, who is seated somewhere. And then when they're fighting, he always calls the kinds of actions. Monkey claw, tiger nails, and this guy does them. Monkey claw, tiger. And then the more he listens to the instructions of the master, the more he wins against the tyrant.
Yeah.
Simple. It comes back to this. Since now there is a battle, the Father will always, in the midst of the battle, issue instructions as to actions that must be taken. Remember, we are exhorting people in a spiritual warfare. The Father will talk to you as to what you need to do. Sometimes we become so confused because sigijimela ku pastor.
Yeah.
Thola suti, asuti. Asuta mazambana, asuti vele ufike lapha. Hey, uthola ukuthi naye ubuthongo bomenza la. Yazi, makunje. Kusho ukuthi you are not giving enough. Wena kufanele unikele. Ufake kule envelope eyelo leya. Uzobona. Yayibona mara ukuthi manje seyiyakuphi le ndaba.
Siyamishaka.
Ah, sekuba kubi ke manje. Sipho.
It is amazing from this ukuthi, as I mentioned earlier on, ukuthi it is very important to take instruction from God, because God knows exactly ukuthi how we should win the fight. And there are times whereby if always silala izika nkulunkulu, we see the mighty hand of God that deliver us in those times of trouble, and we could stood the test of time. You know why? It is because we have kept God's word. Yingakho bathanika uma sifuna ukubona our victories yenzakala. It is because sigcine izwi kaNkulunkulu. Yingakho uNkulunkulu bekhuthaza ukuthi uma abantwana bakaNkulunkulu beye empini, they must make sure ukuthi balalela lento ayishoyo. Uma izwi leyo empini ethi kuye, yibani ngcwele zihleleni ngoba imba kuyone yayiyeni. Ukuthi nje athi zihleleni, other way, take your position. If you didn't take it, your position, other with uzolwa ngendlela yakho, and masolwa ngendlela yakho, you are no longer listening from the instruction of the master, because the master is the one who knows exactly what the enemy is going to be. No one, Joshua, I've given these people over you.
when hey. God instructed you, mama yama bamba logo usho kunjani, who counted lakuthi kule inhlolo ezathula, all those 10 they give a bad report back to Israel. Ngoba bebuke neso lenyama is flesh. But these two, Joshua and Caleb, they believe God's instruction. They took into their heart. In other words, they look to the situation and they compare what God has already said to them. Okay, I've given you over that land. That land is belonging to you. When they see those giants, they compare with God's way. So in in other words, keep God's way while we are still in the battle. Because when you keep God's way, you're going to see the mighty hand of God that deliver us because we kept the way.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699 and 012-334-1322. And of course, how the Father has been able to guide you in your spiritual warfare, how he has been able to guide you. And also, you know, words of exhortation and encouragement to those who are experiencing these situations.
We are taking your calls.
Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Umfundisi wami.
Tatana.
Uthi uJehova.
Mm.
One, kuJoshua.
Yes.
In order for you to be successful, I would think you could have a rush, you land a bomb, this is automatic or whatever. I would think you could think I can't inch a bear.
Yeah.
We make it like him. They say, oh, Valameshawako, meaning Zokahambis.
Yeah. Yeah.
In order for you to be successful,
hey, my dad.
Just take this weight and meditate on it. Unkulunkulu ute 1, 2, 3. Uyenze njengoba ashilo. Then you will be successful in everything you do. So inkinga yetu, when we are faced with battles, sibuka la lento esibukane nayo la.
Hey.
Sikhohlwa ngalo uthe lalela mina. You know, once I was a boxer, ekhaya.
Yeah.
You understand?
Hey.
Ama fight amaningi. Ngangiwaluza ngendaba yokufuna kwenza into yami ukuthi ngimthangane la kushibani sijaya sozo.
Oh, okay.
That's come. And let's ban it.
Yeah.
You understand? Kati la kuna my instructions okumelo waenza.
Abo
jab, jab. Then utu kuti umu pakama. Ulase I hook.
Yeah.
Then loko. Iloko kwa kwenza umuntu abe successful. Listen to the coach. Umenga pant. Uya azu kuti weak point at the opponent yaku yikupi. Uya ibo ona yena.
Yeah.
Our coach is Jehovah himself.
Hallelujah.
We ask you to speak up. Ne battles bekana na yo injani. No kuti iba mukumele si seven zisa zinjani. We ask us ye na. Nesiskat iba mukumele si seven zisa. Our dingo kutu gula uguka pants. Kudingo kutu uta hallelujah kateko yesu unimatimba uini.
Ah.
Uga zanga je uguka pants. Ungazanga nje uze uhambe ubamba phansi ubamba phezulu ugijima unetha imvula njengoba yanetha nemtenje ute haleluya ulalela yena kodwa awuculi ungalalelanga yena umati cula njengoba asho kuJoshafat athi nempile la lina phumani noma nibukane nabo kodwa ningaphathi ikhali thathana abantu nibabeke phambili bacule.
Yeah.
Then Basika Bama Batin, our God is so wonderful, his love and just forever. Kona loko nje kwabakuhle ku Gideon kwathatha only 300 ofana nyana nje basika bamela phaya.
Hey,
athi nasi sizwe nibukane naso.
Yeah.
But Just in the need to scarce a Jehovah.
Yeah,
no good deal. Scarce a Jehovah. Kupela. Abazanga mazanga mabambilita, abazanga mamemeza nje isikhalisa kaJehova. Bawini impi. So our problem, when we are faced with things, we look at the issue. You know, when there is a storm, there is a place that is called Eye of the Storm.
Absolutely.
In the eye of the storm. When you look at the eye of the storm,
it's cool.
Isn't it?
Peaceful, yeah.
Hey, peaceful in the eye of the storm.
Hey, my dear.
So, in the eye of the storm, our eye of the storm is Jehovah himself. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Yahweh, Jehovah Shalom, ukuthula kwethu. Isomo sishaya uhlale khona. Uzobona ukuthi kuzoba njani. Ngathi sengisho sonke bishop wami angengehle.
Hayi vele.
Angengehle bishop wami.
Sisebenza sonke.
Angengehle mfundisi wami ngasengicela i-altar call nomnikelo manje.
Ayikho indlela. Ngaphandle komnikelo locela nje i-altar call baba. No, thank you so much, my friend. Blessings to you. Blessings to you. Thank you, sir. And of course, you can still give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. I'm willing to hear from you. And of course, words of encouragement to the people who are facing all these aspects of spiritual conflicts. Yes.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
This is beautiful, man. As you tell you, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 and 012-334-1322. People who are going through spiritual warfares, words of encouragement, what does the word say to them? And then, of course, what are words of encouragement that you can testify towards them about? It's very important. Send us your WhatsApps also, 0826572729, 0826572729. We listen to your voice notes, and of course, we appreciate every one of them.
Sanibonani Pastor Ray Nenceku lapha e-studio. Yesu sesilunga la eyinkosi yami Sibongizwe. Sibongizwe lesikhothazayo njalo. Hey ngoba mfundisi uma zifika siyalikhohlwa nalizwi. Yazi ngibuka u-Psalms 34 laphana ku-19. Uthi many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Hallelujah. Kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu is very much aware of everything abantwana bakhe that are going through. Uthi ngiyazi ukuthi ziningi, but the Lord delivers him kukho konke.
Ifundisi
eNkulunkulu asize man labalekizwe masingene enkingeni. U18 uzuyafakaza naye uthi the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart.
Contrite in spirit.
Most of the time iscripture lesis is associated when there is death, umakushoniwe siduduze and stuff, which is good. But now ziningi inhlupheko, like ukuphuka kwenhliziyo kungendlela eyiningi. But now we need to remember who to confide to. Now let's sithi useduze nabanhliziyo ziphukileyo. Meaning ukuthi lapho kubuhlungu khona mfundisi, njengoba usho, kulapho uNkulunkulu esondele khona kakhulu. Kulapho kumele khona-ke ngilalele kahle. Ayi, uNkulunkulu asisiza, vula iindlebe zethu. Uthi Paul laba kubesefeso, I pray that God may enlighten the eyes of your understanding. Sikonde ukuthi as a child of God, there is no way ukuthi ngadlule intweni uNkulunkulu besangabi khona. Listen to the instructions. Unkulunkulu asize mfundisi, siyabonga ukukhunjuzwa ntamba manje. I'm revived myself. Ukuthi lapho ubuhlungu khona, it is when now God is more nearer. Lapho kumele ngilalele khona ukuthi uthini. Gideon hamba ngalamandla nawo. Elijah ufunani lapho? Uthi ngibale kuJezebeli, kusele mina, uthi kusho bani ukuthi usele wena? Buyela. Aye, the instructions. Mfundisi Ray, Nkosi yami siyabonga kakhulu. Unkulunkulu anibusise. I reveal a more that will encourage the body of Christ. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Siyabonga kakhulu. God bless you. May the Father bless you amazingly in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Thank you so much. Terence Brink says, when you are in a spiritual war, my advice is that let God guide you with his wisdom and everlasting love. At the end, you will come out victorious. Terence, in the Kakamas. We really appreciate it, Terence. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And then, of course, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
There you go. There you go. And of course, let me bring this also to you, Jabu, my friend. And here's another aspect. The Father will always give us strength. And he has a command with regards to that. When we face spiritual battles. In 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 2, it says, I go the way of all the earth. That's the Father there. I go the way of all the earth. Be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man. Be strong. Prove yourself a man, which means be strong and achieve the victory that is set before you. He tells us to be strong. The instructions is to be strong. And when he speaks that creative command and you believe it, you become that. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, my friend. I so much thank God about, you know, these words of encouragement that he is releasing. And I believe that there are people who really are going through the worst because of the conflicts and also the afflictions and the challenges that they are facing. But here is the Lord speaking, be strong. Mm. In other words, shift your eyes from the pain that you are facing, that you are feeling. Shift your eyes from, you know, like the hurt that you're going through and start to look at the strength that the Lord is releasing. As you said, that when you say be strong, it means that he's providing you strength.
Yes.
You know, you just have to believe and
receive. Yes, yes.
Then you will be strong. You'll be strong. Just like when you say, you know, I say it again, rejoice. You don't have to try to figure out how to rejoice.
Mm-mm.
Just believe that the joy of the Lord is your strength. You'll see. You know, the sadness will go away. The sorrow will go away. And everything that was really draining you and, you know, like holding you down will go away because you are tapping into that which the Lord is releasing in the midst of that situation that you are facing. So right now, you know, in the midst of all the conflicts, God is speaking strength. He's speaking courage, you know. Every believer listening, receive the strength that the Lord is pouring out, you know. Take as much as you can of the courage that the Lord is releasing because it's going to help us. Just like there's a caller who spoke about Elijah when he was counting himself as the one who is left behind, alone. And God said, you know, there is still a number of prophets that, you know, he has sped. So, you know, because of the fear, you know, of the spirit of Jezebel, you know, so to say. So also, there are many of us, you know, like, you know, the spirit of Jezebel is after us and we are so much in fear and terrified. But let us take heed what the Lord is saying. He's saying those who are with us are more than those who are against us. So let us take courage and look at the army that God is providing in the midst of this battle that we are facing.
You know what I like is when he commands even before the war starts, when he makes known that, hey, Muna, these attacks may come. And then he speaks according to 1 John 4, verses 4. I love it, ngesiZulu. Itini banqobile nina bantwanyana.
Amen.
Ngokuba mkhulu lo okini kunalo osezweni.
Hallelujah.
I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I love it so much that when we are facing these battles, the Father is not silent. He's not silent. You know, and some people would argue and say, but while Christ was facing this, it became silent because he said it's finished. He said it is finished.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. And so we need to be careful with regards to that. Anyway, now, when you look into 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7, it says, but you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Do not let your hands be weak. So there are instructions to stop other things from happening. And the Father knows our weaknesses. He knows things that may tire us. He knows our batini, our logs, the logs in our eyes. He knows. And then so he knows to coach us around. He knows that as you go through this, your hands will start to become weak. And especially in service, because it says the work of your hands. When you face spiritual warfare, don't stop working for the Father. Don't let your hands be weak. Yes, yes, it says that. Don't let your hands be weak.
Yeah.
Serve him in season and out of season then. There's another quote there.
Hallelujah.
Do the work of an evangelist. In season, don't let your hands be weak. He instructs, no. Don't let your hands be weak. We know that at times these things are happening and we know that you're facing this, but you're not the first person to face this. Don't let your hands be weak. When you're experiencing this, be strong, I said. Don't let your hands be weak.
Amen.
Let your hands continue to do the work that you were commanded to do. Kulo kukunjalo. Eish, sipho.
Hey, Mfundisi, what they said is now powerful, and it is amazing, Guti. During the war or during the fight, we need to be carefully, to listen to the instruction of our master. I'm been torn apart to Trauma 28 verse 1, Second Chronicles 15 verse 7. Mm. Now it shall be, if you diligently listen to and obey the voice of your Lord, and be careful to do this, all command I've commanded you today. I'm been touched to verse 7. The Lord will cause the enemy who rise against you to be defeated before you.
Hey.
And God, in other words, will fight on our behalf. Why? Uma sendu verse 1. Umulalela nogulalela.
Nogulalele sisa.
If sikhile ukulalela, ngeke simbone verse 7 lakhona. Unkulunkulu will cause our enemies that are rising against us to be defeated before us.
Yeah.
They will come out against you in one way, but they will flee before you in seven ways.
Na yogenda.
Do we listen and attentively and obey and do what is expected of us? In other words, Mtana Kankulukul, he finished to send me photo, yen, Zubushogwake, Umi Pipeliti, Upau no Sinabe Parate, Pam to me, Sangamahu, Sabeli, Bosha Babet. In other words, that was an instruction through the Holy Spirit. Them. They simply just do that, but the rest of the shaking of the foundation of death, it was God's assignment. In other words, stand by God's side and see when God arrives and enemy will be scattered.
It's amazing. Why is Shom Fundisundlov? What Joseph and Lovula Pepos Loras? What to Ola Lela? Ola Lelisis?
Yeah.
Ubo Mamela. Umamelisis.
Hey,
Besuyezwa. Besuyezwisisa. Ukuthi ungayenzi nje kodwa wenzisise lokho okukhulunywa uNkulunkulu ngempilo yakho bese kuyobonakala lokho uNkulunkulu akufunayo empilweni yakho nanoma kwenzakalani kuwe. Do not let your hands be weak. Be strong and courageous. Let the works of your hands continue. Kulokunzima mfo.
Yeah, keep the word.
Belukubekwazile ngemikhwa nangamatwa nangemimese nangezimbazo. Bekukhulume kabi. Beshumayele ngawe. Bekhlebile. Bakhlekile. Bakhulume izindaba zakho emapulpitini.
Baqambela manga.
Baqambela manga. Bekolodela. Continue to do the work of your hands. And we know it's not just these physical hands. It is the work of the Spirit that the Father has ordained upon your life.
Amen.
Continue to do that, he says. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Words of encouragement to those who are experiencing spiritual conflicts in their lives.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.